When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and Portland's sports leader, 1080 The Fan.
The college football playoff threw a party over the weekend. The first round of games in the inaugural 12-team college football playoff. And we had some clunkers in there. People were complaining over the 27-17 victory over Notre Dame on night one, saying, oh, we had a blowout in the first one. See, Indiana, not very good. What ensued was a 28-point beatdown of SMU, a 14-point beatdown of Clemson, and it was capped off with a 42-17 throttling of Tennessee at the hands of Ohio State University, leading us to the first round of the playoffs, having a margin of victory of 19.25 points per game.
Yeah, it's a pretty sizable one. And I just want to say, number one, wildly disappointed in Tennessee. But beyond that, the fact that they were the last game ended up being perfect because the SEC talked so much trash for 36 hours.
Yeah.
And then they were the ones that were the most embarrassing.
Yeah.
And they had to sit there and just absolutely eat all of the crow when the team that they sent outside of Georgia got embarrassed.
In Texas.
Well, it's true. I still do not associate them with the SEC.
Yeah.
I probably never will, but
there, and it was the worst part about it was Lane Kiffin was chirping all day long, and then Tennessee goes and gets their teeth kicked in, which
silent.
Lane Kiffin usually celebrates, and he was dead silent.
Yeah,
Clay Travis talking about, oh, this is going to be this. How do you not? Alabama would never get beat by 28 or be 28-0 at halftime. Well, guess what? The team that Alabama lost to,
the 6-6 Oklahoma.
They ended up getting the doors beat off of them in Ohio Stadium against Ohio State, where they said, we're going to take over the shoe, where it's going to be orange in Ohio State.
It wasn't.
No, that was a beatdown. We'll dive into that game a little bit more. But the rhetoric coming out afterwards is, to me, it's absolutely ridiculous. And especially when you have guys like Kirk Herbstreit, after calling that Tennessee-Ohio State game, saying things like this.
That I hope next year the committee won't get caught up in what the social media and a lot of people who are fringe fans get caught up in, which is wins. They had 11 wins. They must be good. Who did they beat? I think is much more important than how many wins you have. That's old school way of approaching it. Has not, you know, Indiana having 11 wins and beating nobody, that doesn't mean they're one of the 12 best teams. Remember, I know, Linda, I'm not taking this out on you, but there's a big difference between deserving and best.
Yeah.
What this is all about is giving us the best 12 teams. Now, subjective, how you want to figure out the best 12 is up to you, but that's what I want to see. I don't want to hear about wins. Winning's obviously important, But just because you have 11 wins doesn't mean you're better than a team that maybe had a tougher road that had 9 wins. So I think we get too caught up in how many wins you have. It's really more about who are the best 12 teams, and we need to get the best 12 teams in this tournament every year.
Okay, Kirk. I love Kirk Herbstreit. I think he is really good. He has been amazing for the game of college football.
Indeed.
And he is right a lot. He is wrong here because he keeps bringing up Indiana. Indiana was the closest damn game of the weekend. And when you're talking, they lost by 10 points to Notre Dame. Was it ugly? Yup, it sure was. And it was 17-3 at halftime. But we were all sitting there going, hey, if they score coming out of the break, we could have a football game on our hands.
Because Indiana's not this absolutely powerful and potent offense.
They got beat, Notre Dame. And they got beat badly. Mm-hmm. 14 points in the fourth quarter, that saved face for Indiana. Absolutely, 100%. But to say that they don't belong there or they're not deserving of being there, that was their second loss of the season. And he just got done calling a game where Tennessee lost in Ohio Stadium by more than Indiana did.
Yeah, so who didn't deserve to be there?
So he wasn't saying Tennessee didn't deserve to be there. He was saying Indiana didn't deserve to be there, which is absolutely ridiculous. And if you read between what everybody is saying, there's a huge SEC bias towards all of these conversations that are happening. And it is because ESPN paid a lot of money for SEC games. So they're going to amplify the fact that Alabama, Ole Miss in South Carolina, they have their hurt feelings. Indiana, they deserve to be there. SMU, they deserve to be there. Now, what he said, and he's accurate in this, is that the playoff committee needs to go back to the drawing board because the biggest issue at hand here is the fact that the seating is janky. Yeah. If you were to sit there and say, all right, Kirk, I totally agree with you. If you were to go down the road of, all right, let's put the teams with the four best teams get a bye, not conference champions, right? Mm. And you guarantee conference champions a get home in. Game, then our teams with a bye would have been Oregon, Georgia, Texas, Penn State. Those were the top four teams.
Okay.
Your games would have been, all right, so if you have the highest ranked team after that gets a home game, mm-hmm. the one that didn't get a bye, highest ranked team gets a home game against the last team in. That would have been SMU at Notre Dame. Okay. All right. Then the three conference champions that had to play in the first round who would have hosted games would have been Clemson, Arizona State, and Boise State. Okay. Right. If you were to seed it out based on the rankings, you would have had Ohio State goes to Clemson, Tennessee goes to Arizona State, Indiana goes to Boise State.
Okay.
Those games are all exponentially better than what we had mm-hmm. pairing wise in the first round.
For sure.
Okay. That is the first thing. The seeding is janky. The form having 12 teams is not the issue.
No. We've talked about this. Like the idea of like for the first year, like can we see a Cinderella run? The answer is no. We're not getting that.
No, but also what people are the pearl clutching over 12 teams is too many. Is 12 teams too many? Because I just told you 19.25, that was the average margin of victory this past weekend in the college football playoff. In the 10 years of the four-team college football playoff, the average margin of victory in semifinal games was 18.35. A four-team playoff had an average margin of victory over a decade of 18.35. That, my friends, is less than 1 point difference in what we saw in the first weekend of the college football playoff. So how bad is it, right? That was a four-team playoff,
mm-hmm.
and it was 18.35. What we saw was 19.25 this past weekend.
The same.
0.9.
The same.
0.9 is the difference. It's new. It's different. People need to get their bearings on it.
And the SEC needs the wine.
Well, and the committee needs to do a better job of seeding. They 100% do. Because the fact that, you know, Oregon is going to play Ohio State doesn't seem like a good draw for the number one overall seed, right?
No.
Because of the formatting of the seeding that they have here. That is the bigger issue. It's not a 12-team playoff. It's not who got in or who was left at home. Because you know what? To sit there and say Alabama, South Carolina, Ole Miss, they would have never. Yes, they would have.
The literal reason why they're out is because they dropped the ball and got smoked.
And they lost games.
Oklahoma, absolutely a bad, to be blunt, a bad Oklahoma team absolutely dog-whipped Alabama.
And it was because Alabama had to go on the road. And here's the other thing, too. I loved the environments. The environments
were awesome.
The home games were
freaking awesome.
It was so great. And if the committee said, you know what we're going to do? We're going to move semifinals in the final to neutral site games, and we're going to put these games
the first two rounds
on home sites, I would be for it.
Electric.
I would be 10 out of 10 for it. Because you know what? The elements played a factor. Mm-hmm. The environment played a role.
It should matter.
Like, it was great.
It's the whole point of, like, when you're talking about in the NFL, like getting those home games. Yeah. Miami, Kansas City, anyone?
Yeah.
It matters
so much. Tennessee looked slow. They looked like they did not want to be in the cold or how to adapt to it. It's a home field advantage, and you should be rewarded for going through and doing your job. Right? And taking care of your business. That's why if you were to go to a format where it was, hey, top four teams get a bye in our rankings, and then if you win a conference championship, you get a home game.
Yeah.
Then I'm for it. That's what I'm saying.
Like the whole idea of the one we talked about, it would have been Indiana going to Boise State. But imagine Alabama does get in and Alabama has to go to Boise in late December.
I'm in.
Have fun.
I'm in. I think that 12 teams is okay. It would have been better at 8, but TV wanted more money.
I like 12.
And there's never going to be 12 teams that can legitimately win a national championship.
No, but you can play spoiler, and that to me, having spoilers is good.
Yeah, and we didn't see it this year because there's also the factor that people don't want to acknowledge is that good teams are really good at home.
Turns out.
Ta-da! Good teams win at home, and it's hard to go and win on the road. I think that the playoff, it's going to be fine. They need to tweak it. There are wrinkles that need to be ironed out. But the whole SEC got hosed, you didn't, because Tennessee got absolutely embarrassed in the finale of it. And it couldn't have played out in a better way for anybody. If that would have been the 9 a.m. game, we would have had far less chirping throughout the course of the day.
I liked that it was later, though, because all the chickens came home to roost.
And it was like,
they had to sit there and just eat it. They could, Feinbaum, Lane, they all went quiet.
Yeah.
They just disappeared.
Well, what can they say?
They can't say a word.
What can they say?
That was the best part about it, is they chirped for a day and a half, and then they just got hit over the head with a hammer.
And I thought Joel Klatt said it very well. I saw on his Twitter where he said that the thing about these hypothetical conversations is that the people want to get into them because they're always going to win, because you will never know. It's a hypothetical. Like, they will never have to prove anything that they're saying. And we saw that play out over the course of the day. And then at the end of the day, it was Tennessee getting just whipped by Ohio State, 42-17. And let's talk about that game, because, whoa, the surge of support for the Ohio State Buckeyes now is through the roof. First is Will with SportsCenter.